Secondary 2. Reading aloud. Text 7. This passage describes what can be done to meet the welfare of foreign workers. Thousands of foreign workers arrive in Singapore annually, embarking on a new chapter of their lives, filled with excitement and hope. Often, this optimism is short-lived when they are confronted by tough work conditions here. Many put in 10 to 12 hours, 6 days a week, earning no more than $700 a month. They queue up to use the bathrooms, and usually it is past 10 p.m. when they finally get to rest. Also, they do not have much to spend as their salaries go to paying off debts of about $8,000 to agents who brought them here back home. The highlight of the week is a Sunday when shuttle buses ferry them for a small fee of $2 from their dormitories in remote areas like Tuas to Little India where they can relax in the open fields. These workers say they stay away from swankier areas such as Orchard Road because their presence there makes local Singaporeans uncomfortable. The recent riot in Little India has raised questions on whether Singapore is doing enough to care for the welfare of these migrant workers. Presently, only a handful of the larger dorms have recreational centers where the men can watch movies or play sports. The authorities, employers, and foreign worker groups can join hands to provide more venues and opportunities for these workers to meet and socialize. Cricket tournaments can perhaps be held in the neighborhood fields. These social activities not only keep the workers happy, but also help them to stay healthy. After all, happier workers are more productive, which ultimately saves cost for employers.